Hello, everybody. This is Pack and Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 209. Oh, we've done so many podcasts over the last year. It's hard to keep track of them all. And speaking of keeping track, if you would like to help us keep track of finances here at Packard Pokeset, you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokeset and make a small donation once a month to the show. All we're asking is a small donation of $1 once a month. That's not asking a whole lot. By the way, if you can't, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, if you can't afford any cash, you can always go to iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker and hit the like button and subscribe. That would also help. And go to Facebook.com and hit the like button there. That's Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat to like on the show's homepage. This is going to be a year in review of some of the top stories of and I just snoozed my alarm. There we go. Some of the top stories we've had over the last year of 2014. It's been an interesting year for the year. We've seen all kinds of interesting things and events, like the 3D printer coming to its own. We lost a lot of people that were very special to us all. Rob Williams comes to mind. He was a genius in his own right. Some of the stories that we may be looking at today. Once I get a hold of Connie. Google had a quite an interesting buying frenzy over the last year. Oh, no, that's no answer there. Okay, try again. Google had a small buying frenzy. The last 2 years, they've been buying all kinds of things. And the internet providers were ordered to take down movie downloaders, people who would download movies. Excuse me. And coming up, I do apologize. There is a slight interruption. Hopefully you won't feel a thing because I'll edit all that other crap right out. My apologies. I had a phone call. I'm going to be getting a hold of Connie here in one moment so I can get the right frickin' mouse here. There we go. Hello. I do apologize.
Oh, what?
This has not been a good day.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault. It's just now they they couldn't get my car fixed. So they couldn't get my car fixed, so they were going to send it down to Madison, but then my insurance company said, "It's getting a bit too much for us." So yeah, so I was working out a deal trying to get myself a replacement car, so.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault. These things happen, and, you know, it's one of those things, unfortunately, so. Anyway, but I have to work that out with my insurance company. So now I've completely bored our listeners. I was going through some top stories for. I figured this is what we. I had an idea what we could do. We could kind of keep to the same format as we normally do, but with a small change. I mean, as far as the. As far as the way what we're going to talk about, the tech story, I looked up the top tech stories for 2014. Now we have, it's called cba.ca/news/technology/top-10tech-stories-of-2014. Dash. It's only when you get that far.
Well, it'd probably be easier if you just put it in.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's on a different computer, so I'll have to look it up. Hang on a second.
Okay, if you give me the first couple.
Okay. Well, I just looked up. Let me see here. Because
I've got Bloomberg, TechSpot, HuffPo, Simplicity. In my Google search, so
I did my for Google search. I did the top tech story 2014, and I went down three on the page, and it says top tech stories of 2014, and it's by CBA.ca.
Wow, I'm not CBA.
CBA, yeah, okay. CBA.ca.
All right, I'm gonna add that. CBA.ca.
Yeah. I don't know who CBA is, but, you know, why not?
CBS Breaking News.
Oh, yeah. CBC. No, so this is CBC News.
Oh. Canada. Blah, blah, blah.
Must be Canada Broadcasting.
Okay, now I have just regular Canada news.
All right, hang on. Let me see if I can find the page. I'll just send it.
I do apologize because I'm...
Not your fault. I'm the one that's been monkeying around, and I was on a different
computer.
No, you
haven't been monkeying around because...
I'm not a monkey. I have ancestors that are monkeys. This other computer is locked up. Here we go. All right, give me just a moment here. All right. CB... Oh. Yeah, that's right. I can type. I can type, but my computer is locked the fuck here. come on. See, this is the problem with technology, especially when you got old technology. CBA.ca. Right? CBC. CBC.ca. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Slash.
So we're going for a year-end best of?
Yeah, year-end best of, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to... Okay. I'm
running that down. /...
You realize that's going to give us Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, right?
I hope.
And Miley Cyrus's tongue.
I hope not. I hope not. Top
Never
10
mind.
Dash. I'll just go to technology and see what pulls up here. Actually, I did find some interesting stories. I figured, you know, we could look at these and figure which would be the best ones. Come on. I got to close out some of these pages here because this is like bogging this computer to poor shit. If I can. Oh, man. There we go. There goes one. I should have restarted this, but I was looking for the stories, and then certainly after, just before I tried calling you, I didn't get an answer, and then I was just about to call you again, and then my phone rang, and then I was on the phone with him for...
I apologize. I was... talking with my second oldest daughter, my middle daughter, and
no worries.
It was before three, so
yeah, no worries, no worries. It happens. It happens. Close that. See if I can close out some of these windows here. Maybe I can. Not that I have a whole lot of windows on this Windows machine, but still, just the littlest bits here seem to bog it to hell. I'll just have to type it. I'm just going to manually just fucking type the damn thing. I'll just send it to you this way. All right. http://. Whoops. Too many slashes. /. www.cb. Yeah, I can type cbc.ca. GCHNOLOGY technology.
Wow.
That was a long URL. I forgot something on there. It's news/technology /top-10. Copy and paste is your friend. Remember this, children. Copy and paste is your friend. Top 10. TECH. -TORIES stories -1.26 1.85 0. Hopefully I've typed this in correctly.
Copy and paste.
I don't.
Location. Yeah.
Did it come through?
Boop, 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 boop. What the hell is that?
It's a hover bike.
It looks like a drone with a person on it.
It does. It does. It's apparently was. I didn't even know that they had. It was. It's a hover bike. Apparently,
a hover bike.
Yeah, it flies about 3 meters above the ground.
That looks why. Okay, for everybody who's been posting Back to the Future crap about the second movie where he goes in the future. If we can have a hover bike, why the hell don't we have our hoverboards yet, people?
Right. Why don't we have a hoverboard? Yeah. No. what's his name? Thunderfoot did something on the hoverboard where they said, oh, it weighs like 300 pounds and it's basically just pushing against metal. It's not even a hoverboard. I mean, it's something completely different. Yeah, sure. Now the computer wants to catch up to me. Anyway, there was a number of interesting stories here. Let's see here. The Apple security flaw. It was a critical flaw that was in the Apple's mobile and Mac operating systems. It was revealed back in February that the bug could make it possible for hackers to monitor the exchange of potentially sensitive information among users of Apple devices. The company released fixes to address the problem, but some of the security patches, security experts said the hackers could still find a way around those patches. Then there was the heartbleed bug. I can't even say it.
Say that five times fast.
I don't think I can even say it. I don't think I could even say it once. The heartbleed bug.
Yeah,
there we go.
I know.
Serious vulnerability of software used to encrypt sensitive data like passwords and banking information on websites was discovered by researchers back in April, causing a panic across the internet. It affected popular versions of OpenSSL software code, which allowed anyone to eavesdrop on communications and steal data without being detected. Big web services such as Yahoo scrambled to patch the bug. Meanwhile, the Canadian Revenue Service website was forced to completely shut down during tax filing season after the bug was used to steal 900 Social Security numbers. A 19-year-old London, Ontario man was charged in the attack. So, yeah, that kept people quite busy. Then there's the hover bike, which I didn't even hear about.
Because we don't cover Canada.
Yeah, we didn't. Well, we would have if we had known about it.
We're not as much of an equal opportunity offender as we thought we were.
I guess not. We need to offend more. then they came up with a car.
Canada,
we're watching you. Then there, a car came up with an 1,800 kilometer range. For anybody who's actually listening to us, that's 18. Kilometer.
Miles, please.
Yeah, I'm going to convert that to miles right now.
I know. I made it.
Let's see here. Area? No. No.
Not dang speed. It. I guess we need to plug into this website more often.
Yes, I think so. I just kind of...
I'm going to add it to my news thing.
Yeah, well, that's not the right one. I have a way to convert this stuff. I just have no idea which one I need to use. length. There we go. Length. There we go. Meters into feet.
Nobody's going to want to use meters.
Yeah. Kilometers into...
The American school district ever.
Yes. There we go. It's, that can't be right. That can't be right. It says it's 1,800 kilometer range, but that looks like... All right. I'm going to do this again. Maybe I've screwed this up because apparently it says it's... It says it's like 18,000 miles, and it's like, no, that can't be right. So I'm like, 1,800. All right, convert length.
I must be naked and not have my homework.
Yeah.
I realized that the meeting wasn't going to involve maths.
Well, it says here, apparently this is 1,118 miles. It says here, the electric car that could theoretically drive from Ontario to Halifax without having to stop for recharge was demonstrated in Montreal in June. The car contained a special aluminum air battery, which extended its range by 1,600 kilometers. It was developed under a partnership between Israel Philenergy, and Alcoa Canada. So, yeah, apparently the 1,600 kilometer battery per car. No, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, the conversion table I typed in 1,600
mm-hmm.
kilometers, says 994 miles.
Okay.
And 341.27 yards.
Okay, then I'm my math is...
For all those men out there who wait till the last second to gas up, so... We can get there on fumes, darling, I'm sure we can.
Right. Right.
Of course, I wouldn't know what I'm talking about from personal experience at all.
this one here says a solar plant set some birds on fire. Yeah, like, you know, that's... We
but
have
there weren't birds we'll miss, right?
Right, yeah. You know. This is just for those conservatives, you know, out there. They're listening that they're going to go, see, those solar cells, those are dangerous, too. They're killing animals. It's like, yes, but they're not killing mass extinction of animals, basically. You know, they're not an oil slick of birds on the shores there. This is just a couple of birds.
See, good old petroleum gasoline never set birds on fire. This is a solar plant in the Mojave Desert. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it says here they apparently set the birds on fire as they flew overhead. Oh, it's such a beautiful day.
And there's chicken. That's really sad. There's a little warbler picture.
I know, I see it. Like, oh.
Where's the Sarah McLachlan music? In the arms of the angels. I don't believe in angels, but that's okay.
Yeah. Apple came up with iOS 8. Yeah, big deal. The Apple Watch came out.
We never talked about the watches because they were every other freaking week.
Right, exactly. I'm like, Yeah, that was the thing. You know, there was like, mm-hmm. all kinds of weird stuff. So those are just some of the top tech stories. I figure, you know, we could probably pick something out of that. There's also, if you look at the Google, they have a top tech stories of 2014 from the HuffPo. Let's see here. If I can find that. That's wrong page. Here we go. And the heartbleed bug is on the number one. That they're going back to CBC too. The Apple security. They're basically just mirroring basically everything we just talked about.
In a different order, though.
Yeah, slightly different order, yeah.
Although, well, because it shows what is important here in America.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Although it's America, right?
Or yeah. Is it?
although they do have some interesting beer opener at the bottom there in the picture.
Oh, it's a Hershey's Kiss.
It's a Hershey's Kiss. It opens beer.
It's my beer bottle.
Yes. It was apparently made by a 3D printer.
God.
So I guess we could just, you know, I guess we don't need to go to the HuffPo because it's already, we're already at, pretty much already looking at that as top stories. So it's...
Yeah, why did they reorder them? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
Top. Well, there's a top five at Bloomberg. Above that.
Wait, yeah,
oh,
I see it, yeah.
Right, it's a video. Never mind, I don't want to listen to a video.
Oh, okay. Then that's all right, I'll just close it out then.
Well, I don't know how I would do that. So.
Yeah, and there's the down the page a little bit. It's called the Year in Tech 2014 Top Stories from TechSpot. God damn it. There we go. It just reloaded.
The Year in Tech 2014 Top Stories on TechSpot.
Yeah. It's techspot.com.
Oh, and then you have to choose.
Oh, you have to.
They've got a whole variety of little things we can click on.
Tech culture. Well.
Culture, the web, mobile, Microsoft, hardware, software, graphics, yeah. Apple, IT, software, gaming, and
I'm just going to click tech culture. I mean, it shows basically
the
everything.
First one? Okay, yeah. I'll click on that too.
Yeah, that's what I've got basically here. Bill Gates predicts there'll be very few poor countries by 2035.
Wait, I don't know. Never mind. Go ahead, because I'm obviously not on the same page.
It's just you have to scroll down.
I see how they got it organized. Never
mind. Yeah. Lenovo acquires Motorola from Google for $2.91. Oh no, that's $2.91 billion. Just kidding. I was just like getting someone's hopes up out there. Hopefully, Google acquires Nest Labs for $3.20. Oh no, that's $3.2 billion. Let's see here. Facebook buys WhatsApp for $16. No, that's $16 billion. Sorry. And suddenly, Instagram's $1 billion acquisition looks like a bargain. Yeah, that joke got really old really fast. House passes to build a legalized cell phone unlocking. That was kind of a big story too.
Are you in February or March?
That was just before March. Yeah.
Yeah, that was February.
Yeah,
okay.
Back in February. Yeah. Let's see here. Seinfeld's apartment recreated in 3D for Oculus Rift, whatever that is. Don't care.
No soup for him.
Yeah. Atari's E.T. games got unearthed from New Mexico landfill after more than 30 years, and still no one wants to play the game.
No, but everybody wants to buy that piece of history, that piece of crap history.
Yeah, I want to buy a piece of. Stuff from the landfill.
God.
Yeah.
The number one thing on May, I remember talking about this, like, wait, what?
Right.
Solar roadways. Oh
yeah, the Thunderfoot tore that apart. He actually had to make, like, two or three videos on it. That's how bad it was.
Well, it didn't even deserve that much attention, but yeah.
Yeah. And he was dead on. He was dead on with all of it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Sandisk acquires Fusion from IO for $1.1 billion to boost its enterprising efforts. Okay. Nintendo. Did blowing in Nintendo cartridges actually help? Oh, I remember doing that as a kid. You sit there, the cartridge not working, go.
Yes.
There was this great cartoon, and these cartridges are all sitting around going. It was either a cartoon drawn out hand drawn, or it was like a little video someone made. I don't remember which, but it's like a brand new cartridge here. Hey, buddy, we're going to help you out. We're going to bend up your prong a little bit. Hey, what are you doing? That's, don't, no, trust me. You want me. It's like, but I'm Brent. And he's like, oh, and then he, the guy goes, oh, it's not working. He goes, and the guy, the cart is going, oh, yeah, that's the stuff. see here. Ecuador became the first country to launch a government-backed virtual currency. I didn't even know about that. Careless drivers, driverless cars to boost demand for 3D printed organs. How did that happen? How did those two things actually? What the fuck? Okay.
All right. They're predicting something is all I think it is, though.
Yeah.
Well, if we have all these driverless cars, guess what? You know?
Yeah. Chinese city introduces separate walking lanes for mobile phone users. If you're on the phone, you can walk in this lane. If you're on a regular lane, you got to walk somewhere else.
I still remember that one.
Yeah. Microsoft loyalist Steve Ballmer wanted the Clippers to ditch their iPads. Yeah, you got, yeah, the Clippers, if you're, if you were on the Clippers thing and you had an iPad, you got to get rid of it. No, you can't use other technology. That's totalitarianism right there, even though it's just, you know, over technology.
Well, only if you don't own stock.
Right. the Netherlands becomes the first country to install solar collecting pathways.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, but I don't think I suggested it because of the solar panel thing. Then we don't recover. There must have been other stuff, like, yep. I don't know, shootings.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, well, you know, the thing is, in a pathway, you're for, like, bikes and pedestrians, I could see that, you know. Mm-hmm. For cars, no.
Yeah.
No, not for cars. Not for cars. Sidewalks,
well,
maybe
Netherlands,
sidewalks.
The Netherlands is always already all about bikes and walking.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes more sense than that. Going back a little bit, Local Motors Universe unveils the Strati, the world's first 3D printed car. Bill Gates added $9 billion to his fortune in just this past year for a list of still in the top 400 richest Americans. Only $9 billion. That poor, poor man. He's dropping down on the list. He only made $9 billion. That's so sad. What is he going to do? He's going to be out on the street begging, anybody got a chain? Anyone got a billion? Got a billion? 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 Anybody? Anybody got a billion?
Yeah, well, at least he's not a fucking Republican senator.
Yes, that's true.
But anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, these are some top tech stories. I mean, personally, I kind of like the, we didn't get a chance to cover it, but the heartbleed bug was one of my favorites, actually.
Okay, you just want to cover one?
Yeah, just because it's a short show, we can only do so many in the short show.
The heartbleed.
Yeah, the heartbeat. Okay. Blood.
Via TechSpot or via?
I don't think it matters. Really.
It was a virus, right?
Yeah. Well. Okay. Here, there's a link. It says all about the heartbleed bug. And there's a tab down there. It's it basically tells exactly what it was. It says it was no, it's not a virus or malware, but it could be exploited by malware and cybercriminals. It was a vulnerability to allow anyone on the internet to read the memory of the system protected by the bug affected code. That way, they can get keys needed to decode and read the data. So it was just a bug. It was just a coding error, is what it was.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm going back to the Canada article, and yeah. It's number five.
Yeah. There's number five on there where it says there's each one of those links down there. This is the explained in comics,
sure.
Tweets, and videos, and then the dilemma disclosing the web problem also means alerting the hackers and the heartbleed bug. On that one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
And that actually is... Come on, computer. That is 01/02/15.
Right.
Dropping that.
Very good. Okay, going to the weird news. Well, I figured we'd do weird news. The weird news as far as Dupes, Dopes, and Darwin, since we did Onion last
time. Oh, okay.
So I'm at
I wasn't sure if we were doing that or if we were doing
Yeah, I'm not going to do Whisper because it'd be the beginning of the month, and I don't want to do Whisper at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, well.
Well, I did have a suggestion. Okay. I don't know. North Carolina town drops a possum at midnight on New Year's Eve. Do you want to cover New Year's, even though it's the day after?
We can mention. We can mention it. I think it's mentionable. But I was looking at the. I was at the Huffington Post on the top weird stories for 2014. The top 10 weird stories for 2014. I figure we just.
Oh, you're right. Top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10 weird. Okay.
Yeah. There was Confessions of a Man with Two Penises. Boob dancing to Mozart. This woman, I've seen this video. She can pull her breasts up pretty high on each side. Let's see here. A man in drunk as shit shirt arrested for DUI. Three-breasted hoax. A woman, I remember this one. Someone was screaming, Florida woman gets a third boob to become unattracted to men. We soon became suspicious of this face that the third breast would only turn some men on even more, according to a woman's initial story. She spent $20,000 to implant a third boob because she was tired of all the attention she was getting. Of course, a cheaper, more sane option would just be a loose-fitting sweatshirt. In any event, the now famous triple play bikini photo became an instant sensation, and she was flattered just a few weeks later when Halloween reveals revelers made their own three-breasted costume. Yeah, you know, and the thing is that I've actually seen a woman who actually had a third breast. It's real. This woman here, the video, the thing is fake. So, but
We debated about talking about this.
Yeah, but I know we did debated talking about it, but the thing is, it turned out that it was a hoax, so she never had it happen. It never happened. So, but I mean, it is an actual condition, I've seen it happen. I've seen the result. I didn't actually. Yeah, I'm gonna I'll watch you do that, and then I'll watch the baby come out 9 months later with three. Us. Right. Anyway, world's dirtiest man smokes poop. That's always fun.
I don't know. Breathe a Terry and Barbie.
Yeah, I just saw that one.
To live off life.
Yeah.
The only reason those boobs will survive is they're not real. But
right. The breasts will survive, but she won't. The photo looks like it's been photoshopped. But, she thinks she's going to live on light. Yeah, no, they believe they can draw cosmic microfood in through the air and light. That's all bullshit. Here's the story we covered.
I got to say, we actually covered this one.
Yeah, sex toy stuck in a woman's vagina for 10 years. Ocean sex sucks. Okay. That's not something I've ever thought about doing. Nine pound hairball removed from a girl's stomach. She was eating it.
Oh, God. That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The doctor, she was complaining of stomach ache. She's 18 years old. She admitted to the hospital. The doctor pulled out 9 pound hairball. She gained headlines around the world, said she had a nasty habit of chewing the tips of her hair. Let's see here. Man with a 132-pound scrotum, he died.
Oh.
He had a special...
That's too bad.
Yeah, he had a special pants he had to wear because his scrotum was huge. So I don't know what his problem was. I mean, why didn't go to the doctor, I guess.
I suppose we could always just cover the story that we covered and say, hey, look, it made the top stories.
Yeah. We could, but, you know, I figure we could do something a little different. We could cover one of these other ones instead, you know, something that's...
Sure. Oh, okay.
Or, you know, or we could do... Here's an idea. Excuse me. I'm all congested this time of the year. It really sucks. We could do just a mention of some of these stories. I mean, you know, we don't have to necessarily delve in deep onto them. I mean, we could just kind of go through them maybe. No, I don't think we have time to do that shit. No, we won't have that time. We'll have to pick one. Let's see here. We got the man with two penises.
Well, there's only five. Sorry, my daughter's trying to write something down and asking me something, and I'm very distracted.
Okay, go ahead and take care of that. I'm kind of.
Thank you. I'm gonna mute my microphone.
All right. Let's see here. Well, I'm looking at this other page here. Another, it's people who have had worse sex than you have in 2014. And number eight was the woman who had toy stuck inside her for 10 years. A teen who simulated oral sex with a Jesus statue, and he got charged with blasphemy, basically. Anyone who tried to get better at oral sex by licking their phone. Yeah, I don't think so. They released an app called Lick This that promises to improve users' cunnilingus skills. You have to lick your phone, though. I don't think that's going to work. The man who just loves pool rafts too much. Oh, yeah, we talked kind of about this guy a while back. He had sex with some pool toys or some shit
like
that.
Well, he had multiple charges.
Yeah.
But remember, Dupe, Soaps, and Darwins is about people who have run-ins with the law.
Right. Yeah, it was the same guy, because we covered him in 2013, yes. And he was arrested again in 2014. So
he was a repeat offender.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your inflatables are your friends.
Uh-huh.
I guess. I don't know.
If you're in Alaska, sex sucks, apparently, because the average intercourse time for Alaskans is shorter for residents in any other state, according to sex tracking app spreadsheets. I don't know there was such a thing. The average time for northernmost state is a quick and dirty 1 minute, 21 seconds. Oh, my gosh. It's like, it's too cold. It's too cold.
How cold is it up there?
Must be cold.
My husband actually has a joke about that, but I'm not going to share it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a very old joke.
Okay. The Avian Adult Industry Expo debuted some new sex toys last February, but they more likely caused people to laugh than moan in ecstasy. They had a bunch of toys. I remember we kind of covered this at one of the meetings before we started recording. There's this lube fountain. It looks like a chocolate fountain, only it's just at one tier, and lube comes out at the top. So, yeah. Yeah. The couple who got suctioned together having sex in the ocean. I had not heard about this. Turning out sex in the ocean sucks. The Italian couple looking to make waves in their love life tried to have sex in the ocean. Reported became suctioned together and unable to separate. The two ended up having to go to the emergency room where the lady received an injection that's usually used to dilate the uterus of pregnant women. What the fuck? What?
Oh, my God.
How? I what?
He dodged that bullet.
Yeah, I'm like, what? How do you get? I know there. No, there. I don't understand. How do you? I can't even. What?
I don't understand. Okay, I don't understand why you need to use that.
Well, but, okay. All right. This is. I've got to read this more in depth here. This is really weird. That's even more weird. Okay, here.
I'm sorry. I need a small break. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. Let's see here. It says here. It says here that it seems the case for an Italian couple. I just kind of read that. They came suctioned together and unable to separate. The seaman anchored to a siren by the sea monster, stayed in the ocean until he was able to flag down a woman walking along the beach who was able to give this beast with two backs a towel to cover up. The doctor was called in and taken to the emergency hospital room. A woman was given an injection, usually to dilate the uterus for pregnant women, in order to untangle the company, untangle the couple. How? All right. I'm going to go to a third link here. This has got to be the strangest. All right. Apparently, he was unable to extract himself from the woman due to suction. The woman had such suction in her vagina that she was unable to pull himself out, basically. This is not the first time it's happened. This is not the first report to emerge of this year of a couple being sucked together while having sex. In July, a couple in Zimbabwe were stuck together for 7 hours and were only unlocked with the help of a man's father. Earlier this year, firefighters in central Spain were called in to rescue a half-naked 21-year-old woman who was suffering shock and hypothermia after falling into a 15-meter deep water well shaft while having sex. Wow.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Apparently this has happened before. It happened in Zimbabwe and in Spain. They were apparently a couple was stuck together for 7 hours, and that was in Zimbabwe. And the other one was they had to rescue a half-naked woman who was suffering from shock and hypothermia after falling into a 15-meter deep water well while having sex. So this is
okay. Here, at this point, we are talking about a Not the Onion story,
yeah, no.
And not something about Dupes, Dopes, and Darwins, where somebody is being arrested or
right. Yeah, this is we're doing Dupes, not
so.
Yeah, this is Dupes.
So we're doing okay.
It's a Dupes, yeah. But anyway, no, it was just that is weird. How the hell? I don't understand how the hell. How the hell does the vagina hold on to a penis like that? I mean, it just did it have teeth? I mean, what kind of suction?
Well, a bunch of guys are like, she has that.
What kind of I mean, it's like, yeah, I was gonna say, and I was like,
power.
What kind of,
how do I sign up for this?
Yeah, I was like, how do I get my? No, they're thinking, how do I get my woman signed up for this?
You know, it involves a lot of Kegels.
Yeah, that's a lot of Kegels.
It's like,
you know, I kind of like that story. I like that.
I'm thinking about the Olympian lifting, you know, competitions, and some woman doing that with her vagina.
Yeah, so. I've seen pictures like that. No, I've seen that. It was just. Yeah, there was three links into this story. It just that's how bad it just is. It's worse. All right.
Well, should we focus on crimes?
Well, it wasn't. Well, I don't necessarily.
I'm just saying it. Generally, how we differentiate between
true,
Dupes, Dopes, and Darwins and.
Okay.
Not the Onion is whether or not it was whether or not the law was involved.
Right. bizarre conspiracy theory. Michael Jackson's still alive. Sure he is.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there's 2014 most memorable mugshots at the top there.
Okay.
Kind of hard to do over a podcast, though.
True.
Yeah, these are hard to describe over a podcast. Oh my gosh, there's a man got in a tussle with in the parking lot over a Swiss Army knife on his belt loop, and he's got a big thing on his head. Let's see here. They pedaled up to this thing there because. Anyway, they pedaled up to a fast food restaurant, attempted to use the drive-through while it was closing. They said they were denied service because they were on bikes, and their companion refused to leave. Well, what are you going to do? Drive your bicycle through the window?
I'm sorry, you're looking at the most memorable mugshots?
Yeah, the mugshots, yeah. This
we could close it. Well, another idea would be we could close it out with a final story from 2014. There's the man taking a selfie while being detained by the cops.
That's
It's also on this is on the HuffPo. Sorry, it's on the HuffPo Strange Crime page.
Let's see here.
I do agree, though, but having be visuals, the mugshot thing is kind of.
Family calls tragic accident a blessing.
Where?
It's at the bottom here. It's taking me to live. If it's a video, it's a video. Fuck it. It's going. It's a video. Forget it.
I guess. We already covered it. It's like. Here we go.
Top 10 crime stories of 2014. Here we go.
Oh, wait.
Michael Brown.
Is that a choice? Is that a choice on
it's
HuffPo?
It's on the HuffPo. Top 10 crime stories of 2014. I don't know how I got to it, but I got to it somehow. Michael Brown, Ed Gardner, Tamara Rice. Ismay Brimsley. Eric Matthew Frayne. He was the guy who was for 48 days in 2014 managed to evade and capture the Pocono Mountain region of Pennsylvania. Authorities were hunting the 31-year-old military enthusiast for September 12th, ambushed at two state troopers outside the Bloomington Grove Barracks, where he killed Trooper... Corporal Byron Dixon was killed in the attack. Trooper Alex Douglas, who was seriously wounded, was released from the hospital several weeks later. But he basically hid out in the woods for over a month. Roger Elliott said he was 22-year-old. Roger Elliott was the man responsible for the deadly killing spree. Left six people dead. And more than a dozen injured. This is that dickhead that if I'm not remembering.
This article involves victims.
Yeah, victims and things.
As well as suspected perpetrators and things.
All right, here's one we really didn't touch on, but it's kind of. Kind of stupid. It happened here in Wisconsin. The Slender Man thing. Talk about
you're
that?
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about this or not. One of the most shocking crimes of 2014 involved children occurred on May 31st when two 12-year-old girls from Waukesha stabbed a 12-year-old classmate 19 times on torso, legs, and arms. Despite the severity of her injuries, the young victim managed to survive. The police criminal complaint filed against the girl said the motive was to prove the existence of the fictional creature named Slender Man. Many people do not believe Son of Man is real, and we wanted to prove the skeptics wrong.
No, I think that this is... I think this is really good.
Okay, both girls were charged. Both girls were charged as adults and faced up to 65 years in prison. The bad part of me wanted her to die. The good part of me wanted her to live. One of them allegedly told police. Yeah, you know, that'd be a thing about Slenderman, the Slenderman thing there.
Well, it's also, they're 12 years old, and I'm not trying to say that they, I don't know. I'm like, really? God. Oh, the story's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
How much do we believe that a 12-year-old actually thinks that Slenderman is real?
You know, that's the thing is, you kind of put your finger on the top of it. They're 12 years old. At 12 years old, you don't have the cognitive basis to be to set out fantasy from reality. You're still trying to figure
out. You don't believe in Santa Claus anymore most of the time.
Right.
Do you still believe in ghosts or spirits or?
There are people who still believe in that stuff even though up until their 90s. So, until the day they die of old age. They believe in, ghosts, goblins, God, all those mythical creatures. So.
I like this because these girls are facing prison sentences for something they've done.
Right.
But because of something that they claim that they believed in.
Right.
And what, granted, do I think that they really think Slenderman's real? Probably not. But the fact is that there's a lot of adults out there who kill their children for misplaced belief.
Yeah, let me see if I can find something on...
It's not a hard search. I'm just saying it's one of the many things in this list. But if we focus on this, yes.
Slenderman killing. Wisconsin. I just want to make sure we're on the same page when it comes to
this. Was in May. Okay. Yeah. I'm writing it down in my notes here. May, end of May 2014. Okay.
I'm going to... New York, the NY Daily News. And I show a picture of her actually here. All right, I'll send you the link here. I want us all to be on the same page, at least the starting page of this. Anyway, there we go. So we have a starting point. There we go. She will undergo mental exam after allegedly stabbing a friend. Morgan Geiser. Was going to undergo a mental exam after allegedly stabbing a friend to please the fictional online horror character Slenderman. Anissa Weir, pictured above, and Morgan Geiser, both 12, admitted to police that they lured another 12-year-old into the woods of Waukesha, Wisconsin, after a sleepover and stabbed her 19 times. See, the fictional character Slenderman pictured was featured in a series of short stories posted online. They made a dummy or a mannequin or something, and they took a picture of some girl in a black and white photo to make it look old.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, see, it's real. No. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my youngest son, Alex, has played Slenderman. I mean, that's how I became familiar with Slenderman. And
excuse me.
But it's just a story, but it's one of those things that the way it was created makes it look like it might be real.
Right.
Yeah, kind of like Blair Witch Project.
Right.
It's just meant to be something that scares you, and it's fun, and it's if you like being scared.
Exactly. It was meant to be something to be entertaining, not to take seriously. It's stuff like this how religion starts.
Well, and it's sad because here's a couple of girls that, you know, their main crime should just be that they're mean, vindictive bitches, but,
right,
you know, they may or may not be. They may or may not really think that this thing exists, and I don't know. I kind of hate the legal system if they want to
right. Yeah, I know.
Entertain it.
It is really
but
hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, if we chose this one, I know it's... I don't know how threatening it is, but I think it's a really good one because we never talked about it, really.
Right, yeah. No, I think... I like that. I like the story mainly for that reason. The fact that
it's a lead-in to the religious story.
Yep. And I found something on that, too. Actually, I found a page on that. Let's go with this. Let's go with this.
Yes, I agree. I'm going ahead and I'm making a page on this. Dupes, Dopes, and Darwins.
Right. It's a Dupes, Dopes, and Darwin, right.
All right.
I'm going to see if Joe is... Speaking of which, I'm going to see if Joe is busy for Friday, too. All right, one moment.
I just realized that's... No, it's one... It's 01... 2... 15...
I don't know if it's going to go out for some reason. What the hell? My phone just crashed. That's dandy. Come on. Yeah, I don't know if it went out or not, but it says it sent us a text message. Anyway,
okay.
Okay, I am on a webpage. It's called Stupid. It's on Facebook, actually. It's just do a search for Stupid Religious Nut Jobs.
Okay.
That's what
Stupid.
Religious.
Stupid.
Religious Nut Jobs.
Facebook.
Yep, on Facebook.
Crazy preacher lady. Oh my god.
All right. Reload the page here. Crazy preacher lady.
Dave Photo also likes it. Sweet.
Let's
Dave
see.
Photo, write something. Damn it.
There was, God intervenes to save one family from the missing Air Asia flight and thumbs his nose at 162 others because the man supposedly he was supposed to travel on the missing flight canceled his tickets at the last minute. He's like, oh, thank God. God saved me. But 162 others? Fuck them.
I think I saw something about that earlier, but I didn't see it from this.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I don't know how far down the page it's supposed to be.
There was also, well, a lot of people are talking about how Neil deGrasse Tyson had made a bunch of tweets and then pissed off the Christians. On one of his tweets said...
Good for him.
Yeah, he said, for someone who thumbed his nose...
On this day long ago, a child was born who, by the age of 30, would transform the world. Happy birthday, Isaac Newton.
Right. You know, the thing is, it really... You know, it kind of makes me scratch my head, though, a little bit, because he came out and he said, oh, I'm not an atheist. I don't believe in God, but I'm not an atheist, which is stupid, because if you say you don't believe in God, that's your definition of what an atheist is. But he kind of poked the atheist community in the eye, but then he goes and does this, so I don't know where he stands.
I'm not I'm not Mr. Tyson, and so yeah. I can't speak for him. But right. if I had a guess, it would just be that he just is a scientist, and he wants to help people remain open to ideas.
Yeah.
And so there's a certain amount of baggage that comes with the label of atheist, and as a public figure, as a very recognizable brand,
mm-hmm.
you know, for science, he feels, and rightly so, he probably has an obligation to appear more ecumenical.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to tell, I've never been about telling somebody what they need to post on their YouTube channel or on their Facebook.
Right.
But it's hard because as much as people don't want to admit it, there's an extreme prejudice against people who do not automatically accept that there is an invisible sky daddy who we have to answer to.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, whichever God you're talking about. And, you know, he might not sincerely, and to be honest, I mean, I'm not absolutely convinced. I could never be 100% convinced that there's not some kind of superior being.
Right.
Whether you talk about God or whatever.
Yeah, I am.
But that's an intellectual skepticism
right.
that everybody should have. And that doesn't, but that doesn't mean that automatically, guess what? Oh, King Zach's. You know, you actually believe in God? No, I don't.
Oh, good grief.
so.
I'm sorry. Rick Santorum, separation of church and state, a communist idea, not an American one. God damn, that man is fucking...
That's politics, not religion.
That guy is such a fucking fruitcake and such an idiot.
Rick Santorum.
Yeah, Rick Santorum.
That's the reason that the place is named after him, I think.
Yeah. let's see here. There was a Houston pastor who refused to bury a 93-year-old woman because they didn't tithe enough while she was in a coma. We're talking about that.
It's all about money.
Yeah, it is, exactly. I'm going to go back up the page here a little bit. There was a
Are we still on stupid religious nut jobs?
Yeah, we're still on that page here. There was another guy here. He says, I'm not going to let any of these dirty faggots inside my church. He's a pastor. He said this. Pastor Stephen Anderson, the Faithful Word Baptist Church of Arizona, infamous for his vulgarity, anti-gay preaching, and openly calls for gays to be put to death. This is the guy I think I was mentioning and talked about putting people to death. He wanted to put them to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
thinking,
let's see here.
Yeah, Rick Santorum ran for president this last time.
Let's see here. Richard Dawkins upsets a half-witted Mormon by urging him to think. Mormon runs off in rage.
Within range?
Dawkins used his Dawkins gun of reason and he shot him in the butt. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Let's see. American Bible thumper travels to Scandinavia, freaks out after discovering how secular they are. Let's see here. Religious extremism, main cause of terrorism, according to report. Since 2001, religious extremism has overtaken national separatism to become the main driver of terrorist attacks around the world, according to Global Terrorism. Let's see here. That's down the page with a bunch of guys in garb and holding guns. Let's see here. It's from The Guardian. Let's see here. The report recorded 18,000 deaths in 2013, a rise of 60% on the previous year. Majority of 66% of those attributed to just four groups, Islamic State, ISIS, and in Iraq and Syria. Boko Haram in Nigeria, the Taliban in Afghanistan, and Al-Qaeda. Overall, there have been a fivefold increase in deaths and terrorism since 9/11 suicide attacks. The report attributes the majority of incidents over the past few years grouped with the religious agenda. While the chart below shows the various across regions, bear in mind there are more than 80% of the deaths from terrorism in 2013 occurred in just five countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Syria.
Huh. To be honest, I just realized I scrolled right over the first thing you talked about.
Oh,
December 28th, God intervening to save one family.
Yeah.
Missing Air Asia flight. Dumps knows that 162 others.
Yeah, I'm going to go back up to that one. Give me a second. I'll meet you there. Yeah, there it is.
I apologize that I didn't see this.
No, actually, you know what? This is probably a better story. This one is actually probably a better story, only because it's still fresh in our minds.
Well, and it's an example of the power, the so-called power, and who is saving.
Right. We are so thankful to God. Man who was supposed to travel on missing Air Asia flight with his wife and three young children canceled his tickets yesterday after his father became ill. He booked seats on the missing Air Asia flight, QZ8501. Who knows? You know, if he had gotten on the flight, maybe the flight wouldn't have crashed. The change in weight was probably the reason. And
because he was praying to us, and he was praying to God.
Yep. Yeah. He canceled the tickets.
How selfish of him.
Yes, he was selfish. He said that his family was thankful to God, but they were still very concerned for those who were on board the flight. Distressed relatives of the passenger crew have gathered at airports in Singapore and Indonesia and await news of the flight. Yeah, this is published December 28th. I just heard yesterday that they did find some. They found the wreckage, at least, and an oil slick, and they found some bodies.
And weather is preventing them from gathering everything. It's really, it is tragic. But why would somebody? God,
I know.
I don't want to give away everything before the show, but to be honest, God, what was that show called? Not TBN, you know, Praise the Lord Network. Mm. And what's her name with the eyelashes? You know, she would say, we're blessed. Oh. We are blessed.
Oh, you mean Tammy Faye?
Yeah, Tammy Faye. Yeah. And even when I was a Christian, I'm thinking, wait, why are you saying this? You know, because we have a house and food and everything, we're blessed. And I'm thinking, this doesn't tell me that I need to be thankful for what I have. It needs to tell me. It tells me that I'm thankful for what I have and other people don't have. Which,
right.
If God, you know, and I didn't make that next step to say,
right,
because if God really cared about everybody else, He would have made sure that all these other families and kids would have all of this stuff.
Right.
If God really cared,
He wouldn't have saved. Is this God's big miracle? He saved one family. One.
Right.
You know, that's
really?
Oh, big, oh, big miracle.
No. For that reason, I would like to cover this, because if this is what people think that God is, then their God is extremely small and petty, and he's not worthy of worship.
Yep. Agreed.
Are we?
Yeah, we'll cover this. I got I got it from the dailymail.com. There's a link there.
That's what I have right here.
Okay,
so
you have the Daily Mail?
I'll try that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's other ways to link it, so. Putting it in religion.
Wait a second. I'm kind of going across the top here. It says, Sony hacker threat against CNN is a hoax. Nashville writer claims credit for the Post demanded network turnover Wolf Blitzer. let's see here. Wow, a couple says they complained to the cops about harassing neighbors so many times that they were arrested for invasion of privacy. Okay. Neighbors bothering us. Neighbors bothering us. You're under arrest. Why? Because you're complaining about your neighbors. You're bugging us. You're bugging us. Okay. Okay.
We're down to the last story.
The last segment? The last segment? The atheist.
Did you know they were an atheist?
Right.
Or?
Yeah. Did you know they're atheist? Now, I was coming across. I came across something here. I guess I'm going to find it now. Where was it? Oh, here we go. All right. I did a top 10 search for top 10 celebrity atheists or something like that. And I came up with the top 10 celebrity unknown atheists, but I don't know. I'll have to send you give me a second. I'll send you the link here. I don't know. Some of this it's a little sketchy on a couple of them, so I'm to ask you to take a grain of salt with it. All right. I was in the process of looking this one up when I got my phone call, so.
Yeah, I was trying to look things up, and like I said, I had a phone call.
Let's see here. I hope I'm typing this right.
Oops. Yeah, my number two daughter, we were talking about guns and gun rights and being rednecks and having that added whatever.
Okay. This is the top. All right. Actually, I was. I
got
gave
it.
This.
What are you punching in? I don't want the Bose ad.
Did I give you the right address?
I think so.
The statuette there on the page?
Yep.
All right.
Uhmeris.
Worthy
winner. Uhmeris.
Worthy winner of the top 10 list of unknown atheists simply because of all these candidates, he's the least well-known and yet someone weighs the most important atheist who's ever lived. Euphorius, I can't pronounce it, is a Greek scholar in the 4th century BC.
I think it's Eumerus.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Was a Greek scholar.
Mm-hmm. In the 4th century BC, who lends his name to the interpretation of mythology and religion. He argued that gods were actually great tribal chiefs and warriors who over time had been imbued with supernatural powers.
Oh.
This was particularly applicable to polytheistic religions. Polytheist religions, such as that of ancient Greece, but nonetheless the evidence of man expressing doubts about religion millennia before it became fashionable.
Eumerus. That's an interesting. Oh my gosh. Eumeritus. I'm just thinking about the etymology of the word Eumerus. That's kind of big. Excuse me, I'm going off on my own little Google search. Eumerus. E-U. M.
See, there was actually 10 there. I was going through the top 10, and that was the last page.
Go ahead.
The top one was Salman Rushdie. The first one, number 10, was Salman Rushdie because he was best known for the book Satanic Verses, which led to a 20-year fatwa against him. By the Iranian Ayatollah back in 1989. He had gone and denounced his own religious. He has gone to record on denouncing religious intolerance to express his own atheistic beliefs. In an interview reported, he says, "I don't think there is a need for any entity like God in my life." He also famously asserted that as a teenager, he demonstrated his rejection of religion by eating a ham sandwich and waited in vain for a thunderbolt from heaven. That's a great one. It's like, okay, Muslims, if you're out there listening, prove your God's real. Eat a ham sandwich and see who drops dead. Jermaine Greer, subscribed as a Catholic atheist, most famous for her feminist book, The Female Eunuch. However, she is widely regarded for her formidable intellect and cognitive arguments. She is well less known for her opinions on faith and religion. On the program Millennial Pope, it is claimed that she said religious music was a human cry towards a presence that was just not there, and as well as expressing reservations about accepting a God who allowed such terrible suffering to take place in the world. The argument about a God who allows suffering to be incongruent with religious doctrine is well known, but not from the mouth of Jermaine Greer. Interesting. And number 8 on that page was Ricky Gervais. A lot of people already know Ricky Gervais is an atheist.
Ricky Gervais.
I think it's Gervais. Well, anyway, John Malkovich, we actually covered him.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to recover that one again. Napoleon Bonaparte. This one gets me sketchy. This one's got my head scratching. I don't know. It says, for the most part, or it says, let's see here, one of the greatest military leaders of the world has ever been seen and responsible in large part for some of the most dramatic political upheavals in European history. His religious views are far well less known. Perhaps it won't come to a surprise that the son of a French Revolution was placed significant emphasis on separating religion from the state. Napoleon was not a man who was enamored by the idea of a god. He is credited as having said, quote, all religions have been made by men, unquote, suggesting that he was pragmatic and an atheist.
But he wanted, in order to use it as a leader or emperor of Rome, I guess most famously, and again, I'm very sketchy on my history in Europe, but I think that he had to be black pope.
What's that?
Napoleon had to be blessed by the Pope. He had to have the agreement of the Pope to sit as Emperor of France.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been
a figurehead thing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I really don't know that much about him. So this one, I have to feign ignorance on this one.
Well, that's okay. I'm sorry, but this comes from Jean. Never mind. That's probably something else. Never mind.
No worries. Going on to number 5 here. Lance Armstrong. He says his religious beliefs have been quite naturally far been less prominent than those of other aspects of his life, but he's not afraid of telling people where he thinks. He expressed it succinctly thus, if there was a God, I'd still have both nuts. that was my favorite line there. Number 4, Barack Obama Sr. Now this one I wasn't sure on. It says here, Barack Obama Sr. is not only the really attached interest of light sun historic achievements, becoming the first non-white president of the United States. Originally from Kenya, Obama Sr. was born into a Muslim family. By the time he moved to the USA to study economics, it appeared that he had turned away from religion and become an avowed atheist. The new president claimed that by the time his parents met, his father saw religion as mere superstition. See, now this one I'm skeptical on. I have no idea how true this is or not. So, you know what I'm saying? It may be true. I don't know.
No, I get that.
Maybe it's true. I don't know. I'd have to do some research on that. Going on to page 3, Warren Buffett. Let's see. As a philanthropist, he has done great work, and perhaps he does not feel any need to advertise his religious views. It does seem likely that he is an atheist. If the words from Roger Lowenstein are anything to go by, he did not subscribe to his family's religion, even though at a young age, Buffett was too mathematical, too logical to make the leap of faith. He adopted his father's ethical underpinnings, but not his belief, and his in an unseen divinity. See, now this is just a third party. See, this is somebody else saying that he is. And that's usually...
Okay.
And that one, I usually find those unacceptable. So,
Well, did we look at this on a couple of our other favorite sites? I mean...
No, yeah, I'm just going through these. I don't know if that's... I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I'm making a note on that one.
Okay. Barack Obama Sr. And this guy here, I'm kind of curious if we could find something that said that, you know. Benjamin, now this one here's another one that it got me kind of itchy. Benjamin Franklin. It says here, Franklin is a surprise addition to this list, living in an age where religion played a far more prominent role in everyday life. Franklin strongly rejected notions of religion, and particularly Christianity, as unintelligible. Theodore Parker, who studied Franklin's religious views, stated that Franklin had no religion at all. It would be an insult to say that he believed in the popular theology of his time or of ours. I find not a line from his pen indicating any such belief.
The detractors would... again, we don't have to listen to them, but the detractors would say that he was quite a womanizer, quite a libertine, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm using that wrong. Yeah, I know. That's the thing is, though, with stuff like that, I wouldn't care. I mean, he could sleep with...
No, we don't care, but the moralistic religious people will say, well, he's not a Puritan. You know, in other words, he doesn't just, like, bury his... His physical sensual desires to the point where, you know, he gets to just rape somebody in quiet and then just claim that it, you know.
Yeah, they'll say that he's immoral because he liked to have sex.
You know? Right.
I get that, but, you know, to me...
No, I just... yeah. I'm not sure how much I should care about that.
Right. No, but I understand the sentiment on that. But, I mean, it's... It doesn't matter even if they want to pull that out and say, yeah, but most Christians in the United States want torture. So which is worse? People who wants to give an orgasm to a woman and himself, or to beat somebody until they scream at you because please don't beat me anymore. I mean, which, you know.
Well, really, because most religion cares more about the afterlife than they do about this life.
I would say beating somebody
exactly.
It would be
if
a lot worse.
If it achieves the goal that you care about, which is their eternal soul, not what you see here physically, then anything and all things are permissible. And that's the real fucking awfulness
right. That
happens with any kind of totalitarian religion.
Right.
Anyway,
and that leads us back to number one, which was Eumerus, yes. So, I don't know. Do you want to do Eumerus? Do you think Eumerus
would be
better?
It's interesting because it's, you know, again, short show, but Eumerus is like going way back in the thought process of... Mm-hmm. Philosophy and religion.
That one, it's apparently they. I don't wonder where they. Let's see here. Where did they get the research on this? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, they say the resources are Wikipedia, Celebrity Atheist, Ricky Gervais, Cosmos Magazine, Rebecca Walker.
That might be
Atheist.
That might be from all the sites that they the resources from.
That's
all
what
the,
I'm saying. Yeah. That's what they say their resources are.
Right. You know, I told someone about, I was told them a fact, and I told them one of the sources was Wikipedia. It's like, Wikipedia, you can't trust Wikipedia. So, You know, I hate those people that do that.
Oops. Well, like, yeah, but guess what? You know, when their next, if their next quotable source is, you know, one of the Christian apologetic sources, if that's what we're talking about. But
I usually come back and say, so you're trusting a Bible that's 2,000 years old, who's been edited by who knows by who, and has been ordered by the Council of Nicaea to be put in a certain way, and has unknown authors. Yeah, that's much more reliable. You know what? Hey, you know, actually, I'm going to just type in something here. I'm going to type in his name. I'm going to type in
Umeris.
Umeris and the word atheist here, and see if I can find out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Third one down says, let's see here. Let me find the word on the page. Okay. Early history. In the ancient skeptic philosophical tradition, the Theodorus of Cyrene and Cyrenaicus Umeris forced a new method of interpretation of the contemporary religious beliefs. Though his work is lost, the reputation of Umeris was that he believed that much Greek mythology could be interpreted as natural or historical events, subsequently given to supernatural characteristics through retelling. Subsequently, Umeris was considered to be an atheist by his opponents, most notably by Calumet. Let's see. Umerism and Christians. Hostile to paganism, and the early Christians, such as the Church Fathers, embraced Eupiriism in an attempt to undermine the validity of pagan gods. The usefulness of Umerism vows views to early Christian apologists may be summed up in the Clamorant of Alexandria's triumphant cry and Carhoto ad gentis, those who to whom you bow were once men like yourselves. It says he was an early Christian apologist. The early Christian apologists deployed the Umerius argument to support their position that pagan mythology was merely an aggregate of fables of human invention. The irony right there.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Sure. Those are no gods that can common people worship is known from this. They were formerly kings who were on account were loyal royal memory, subsequent began to adore their adored by their people even in death. Thence temples were founded to them, thence images were sculpted to retain their countenance of the deceased by their likeness, and men sacrificed victims and celebrated festival days by way of giving them honor. Thence to posterity, those rites became sacred, which at first had been adopted as a consolation. That's from the webpage. Let's see here. Umerius argued that Zeus was the mortal king who died in Crete, and that his tomb would still be found there in inscription bearing his name. The claim, however, did not originate with Umerius, as a general sentiment of Crete during the time of Umerius of Konos, 600 BCE, was that Zeus was buried somewhere in Crete. For this reason, the Cretans were often considered atheists, and Eupiriists called themselves and Ephremedes called them all liars. See the Ephremedes paradox. Calumet An opponent of Euphrates' views on mythology argued that Zeus Creighton's was tomb was fabricated and that he was eternal. Cretans always lie, for the Cretans even built a tomb. Lord, for you, but you did not die, for you are eternal. That's probably from Calumet.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just reading some stuff on here. They took some of his works and they tried to use it against the pagans, and mm-hmm. but they didn't see the, for one, and I was just reading one here about how they used it in the tumors about Zeus saying that he died on Crete, but then they turn around and say all Cretans were liars and they just built a tomb to pretend that it was there, so it didn't, and then Zeus was really still alive, so yeah. Anyway, this is this is really one, it's really in depth. I mean, it just,
oh no, that's fine.
I think we should probably cover somebody that's a little bit more, at least for right now.
Did we cover Ricky Gervais?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's very popular. He's commonly known.
And they still haven't fixed this fucking page.
Which one? Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I was really upset too that the funny tweet page had like one of those error things this last week.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know it. Ricky Gervais is pretty commonly known as an atheist, but he's one of the people on this list that's, excuse me, it's equally sourceable.
Mm-hmm.
He's number 8.
Yep.
And we already covered Malkovich.
Right.
Napoleon. That's a little more difficult because, again, as I understand it, just by probably more popular culture, not history per se, he was currying the favor of Rome to become emperor of France.
Right.
But he may or may not have been a believer.
Right. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. So I really don't. I don't know.
And Lance Armstrong's kind of a dick. We didn't cover him earlier this year because
who?
He's a dick.
I'm sorry. Who? Which one?
Lance Armstrong.
Oh, Lance Armstrong. Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
The bicyclist with one ball. But yeah. Anyway.
I'd be willing to do Ricky Gervais. You know,
he's easily sourceable.
Yep. He's well known for projects such as The Office Extras and an episode of The Simpsons, which he wrote and starred in. He wrote an episode of The Simpsons. I didn't know that.
I didn't know he wrote one. I know he's
been on a lot
of things.
We
could end on Ricky Gervais. That's
sure.
That's good with me. He's, and again, I know he's stated he is.
Right. Now, when we have our interview on next week, I want you on there with me, because we're going to be.
Oh, okay. So the 9th?
Yeah, that'd be the 9th, I think. I'm not sure off the top of my head here. Mainly because, well, one of the reasons. This is kind of a selfish thing. Kind of a selfish thing on my part. I know it's small of me. No. Well, it is, but... yeah, on the 9th. It's kind of small because the fact is that they don't... He's on a program. He doesn't have any women on it. And I was like, I want to kind of like... It's like, you're going to be the eye candy, sort of. The intellectual eye candy.
the voice candy. At
the
this
voice
point.
Can the voice candy, right? The voice candy.
I'll be happy to be on.
Okay, great. Great. It'll be right. You, me, and our guest. So that's the new format, everybody, if you're actually listening to this and still listening, is that we will be going to, when we have a guest on, it's just to be me, one person, one of our co-hosts, and our guest host. So this way there will just be three voices and not four. So that's just a little heads up for those people who are listening out there. So
got it. Right. I'm writing that down too. So okay.
And then on the short show, it's since we're gonna start. I think what we'll do just for this, because it's the beginning of the year, we'll do the three people as we normally do. But after that, it'll be every short show after that will be just one, me and one other person after that. So.
Okay, 2015 short shows are right. Packard, one co-host.
Right, and one co-host.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, all right. I think then.
And who is on with us on?
I want to try to get. I want to get Joe, but I can't get a hold of him here. So I don't know if. I don't know if he's just busy or what. I don't know if my text went through.
It's New Year's Eve. He's probably driving.
Yeah.
Driving.
Right. So yeah, we'll do Ricky Gervais for our. Did you know? Let me get the, the show title, Master Shoutout List. Where is it? There we go. I have not updated this list in some time. Oh my goodness! Who did we have on? Oh, good grief!
What?
What? Who? Oh shit! I didn't. Oh, I forgot to write this down. Who did we have after Billy Joel?
I probably have it. I'm sorry. I'm just now dropping Ricky Gervais. Sorry.
Or was Billy Joel the last one we did?
Bruce Wright. Was on 1219. He's a judge in a supreme judge in New York City.
Okay, all right. What show number was that?
For 1219. So it would be like 1203. Sorry, I'm looking at my physical notes here.
It was 200 something.
It should be 1203, though.
It would have to be an even number.
Oh. Sorry, I'm looking. Doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Was it 204?
Just a second.
Okay.
I wasn't writing this down.
Okay.
It was like 200-something. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let me see if... Let me see if I've actually got the right file here.
206.
It's 206?
Yeah, should be 206.
Okay, 206. All right.
Bruce M. Wright.
All right. Bruce. BRUCMWRIGHT. Okay. All right. And then this will be 210, episode 210. Okay. I haven't figured out my number system on here. And next one will be Ricky Gervais. Okay, I spelled his fucking name.
Actually, it doesn't have an E at the end. Dang it. I misspelled it.
That's all right.
All right. I'm putting it in here.
G-E-R-V...
Nope. There's no E. And...
Okay. I want to make sure I've got the right file here.
I've just...
Okay, there it is. On 1219, Richard Friedman...
Yeah, and, we had Richard... and according to Celebrity Atheist page...
What episode was Richard Feynman on? It was on 12.5.
Gee, I don't know.
What episode was
1205? That was should be. I was misnumbering there in my notes. Thank you so much. I have show number 122, and I know that's not right. It's probably 202.
202. Okay. All right.
If that's correct, please let me know, because
I'm guessing at this point myself here. Hang on a second here. it'd have to be 202. Whoops. Yeah.
Okay.
202. That's my bad. I should have been keeping up on this too.
Well, you know what? For some reason, I reset everything at 100 after 200. So
that's all right.
Like, wait, why did I do that? In my physical notes here.
Two,
on my
four,
book.
Six. Okay, going by the numbering system, I've got two, four, eight, two, let's see, 182, 186, 190, 194, 182, 198, 202, 206. Oh, I don't get to go back and look. I'm confused.
Okay, the short show on 11/21/14 was show number 198.
Right, 198?
Yeah, so shoot. The meeting 198 would have been 199.
198 was Billy Joel. I did have Billy Joel on for 198. I did have that one down.
Okay.
See, dear listeners, this is what we go through. We forget to do stuff, and we get busy, and then we forget to write stuff down, and then we play this game called "What the fuck were we talking about?"
So 199 was
a staff meeting. So 200
So the odd numbers are the staff meeting.
Right. The odd numbers are staff meetings. All odd numbers are all staff meetings.
Okay, because
we had episode 200 as our regular show for 200. So,
you know that sugar honey iced tea. 198 was Billy Joel.
Right.
All right. And I was evidently not on. That explains why 202 is the next thing in 202 is a short show, and that's the next thing in my notes, because I actually skipped a meeting. Okay.
Right.
Sorry. That's where I guess I need to make notes in my notes for when I'm not on the show, because otherwise I'm just like, wait.
Then you just got to download. I'll just send you the link for the staff meeting then. 202 was a short show. Needs more cow tongue.
That's a space. DNA smeared on the rocket.
Yeah.
It was Packard and Joe and me.
Right.
Okay. That's on December 3rd. the meeting was December 3rd. The short show was December 5th.
Right.
Whoops. All right.
Come on. At Cafe Press. Yes, we know you can go to cafepress.com.
Blah, 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 blah. Who is that woman? And Richard Feynman was our.
Okay, here, I'm going to click the edit button here this time instead. There we go.
Staff meeting 203 for the long show.
Richard Feynman was on 202. Because I'm looking in the, I'm looking in the, okay,
yep.
202 was,
yes,
202.
He was.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do you have everything up to date then?
202, Richard Feynman, Bruce Wright was 206, that was, Packer's hot white tea, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Yep.
If my computer will cooperate. There we go.
Bruce M. Wright, atheist. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was for 35. That was 35 minutes and 59 seconds. And that was Bruce Wright. Yep, I have Bruce Wright in there. Okay, that's right. All right, now we're cooking.
Okay.
206 is Bruce Wright. All righty, yay! I like it when a plan comes together. Okay, Bruce M. Wright. Okay. It was Bruce M. Wright. Yeah. All right. 206. Great.
Wait. Bruce M. Wright. No, was not 206.
Yeah, it was, because I'm looking right at the show notes on the editing page here on my YouTube account, because it's Packard's 206, Packard's Hot White Tea, and in the tags was Bruce Wright, Judge, Pew Research Center, Logic Game, Torture. So it was on this one. Guaranteed it was on this one.
But
I have a thumbnail even says it too.
Then why is the next staff meeting 205 in my notes?
Because the staff meeting is 205. Would be an odd number, of course.
But, okay, Bruce M. Wright should not be 206. It should be 204.
No, because I'm looking right at it here from the page. Trust me, I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at the notes.
206 should have been last week's show.
No, 208 was last week's show.
Okay, this is numbered something.
Yeah, this is because this is 20. This is episode 209 for the staff meeting, and the next show will be 210.
This is 209.
Right, this is 209, and Ricky Gervais.
I hate it when I miss
staff meeting. I know. God.
No, hopefully you corrected.
Yeah, I've got it correct. I've got it on. Yeah, it's on the. I did.
But correct. Honestly, if when you correct a blog page, make sure that you let me know, because if I miss a meeting,
the link. I did miss.
I will mislabel things, because I've been to so many staff meetings. But then again, when I miss shows, I don't know.
Yeah, no worries. Unfortunately, when I went to post last week's show, I accidentally typed in 206. It was for one, and it was supposed to be 208. And then I went back in and I corrected it, but by that time it already posted, so it'll say the link will say 206, but the title of the page says 208. So it's the second time I've done it. I've done over 200 of these. It's you know, I get to mess up once, one every 100. So I've messed up twice now, once in the first 100 and now once in the second 100. So I don't get to mess up again.
Okay, so today is an even. Okay, are the staff meetings even or odd?
Odd. Always odd.
Staff. Odd.
Right, staff.
Okay, and tomorrow's. 210. Sorry, not tomorrow, but Friday's show is 2010.
It'll be 210. 2010? Well, I don't know about 2010, but.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You're adding an extra zero.
You need a different secretary, Packard.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I can't keep track of this shit myself. That's why, you know. Not your fault. Okay. Not your fault. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
You know, well.
You're doing just fine.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing just
fine.
And
happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, for people who are just will be tuned to this onto the show here on Friday, my birthday was on December 30th. So by the time you hear this, my birthday would have already passed. So you can still send me well wishes, happy birthdays, money. You know, money. You just send money. If you don't want to say happy birthday, just send money. You know, $10-$20, you know, whatever. You know, whatever you feels, whatever you feel you can spare, you know. I'll take rolls. I'll take rolls.
Denominations tucked in.
Like. Yeah, I'll take a roll. If you got a roll of tens or twenties laying around, I'll be happy to take those right off your list or off your hands. You know, I got a wobbly table I can set underneath there. I'll keep them fine. Keep them safe for you. So.
I was gonna say it makes those tables stand up. Just right.
Yeah, they do. It just makes just stand just right. Yeah, that's right.
It's not too late to make you're a nonprofit, right? Right, Becker. I think you're in tax generation. You know, donations generously made.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think a donation to a podcast makes it tax deductible. Unfortunately, so.
Oh, damn it!
I know.
Well,
I'm not trying hard enough, apparently. So, yeah. Because, yeah, the last episode was 208, and I kind of messed up on the title, on the file name at the link. It's supposed to be 200. Well, maybe I can edit the link. Oh, I can edit the link. Oh, woo-hoo! Well, then I'll just do that now, and everybody will be confused. So... There, I just fixed the link.
Yay!
Now everybody that's, I'll just update it now. So Packers 208 will go out again, and then when it'll hits iTunes again, it'll go, you got two copies of 208.
God.
Which is probably what's going to happen here now. Well,
I'm just glad I didn't do that. Type 108.
Yes, that would have been. Yeah.
I don't know what my aversion is towards. Numbers.
Yeah. At least it didn't seem like it's going out. Well, that's still early yet. Hang on a minute. Let me just ping it. I'm going to ping the thing there. I'm going to ping the thing. Let's see here. Ping, ping, ping. Ping with a free burner. I'm going to ping my...
Free bird?
Oh, it says it's throttled. No. Why would it say it's throttled? I've throttled it. I don't know how that happens, but apparently I throttled it. I don't know how I did. Let's see here. Probably just happened to go at the same time. No, it didn't. It's not sending out a duplicate. That's fine. That's great. Now just people go to 208 and go, where the hell? They'll look at 20 still old link at 206. I was like, 206,
that's not the show I listen to. This is a different one.
Yes. It'll say 206, and they'll go to the link where it says 206, and now it'll say 208. So
that's not the show that I heard, where I heard Packard play that funny song, though.
Yes.
With that Weird Al thing.
Yes. speaking of which, you know, since it's a new year, let me see if I can find a song for us to listen to for on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, no, that's... Okay, that's weird. Why am I... Oh, that's because I'm in playlist. Ugh. All right, let's try this.
Don't ask me. Mitch Prof MTH posted Ella Fitzgerald's "What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?" And that song's been stuck in my head all day. Although, if you had to have a song stuck in your head... Ella Fitzgerald is pretty awesome.
Well, this is since we've kind of got our tinfoil hats on, as it were. I mean, trying to figure out our numbering system again. I figured this is a song that's kind of appropriate for this.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care. I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil.
Foil.
Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. World domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border. Puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Looks a bit peculiar.
Yeah.
So crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy. I never seem to finish all my.
Oh, no, once was enough there, Ware. Thanks, Al.
My son's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah.
God, yeah, that was a big hit for Weird.
Yes, it
Weird
was.
Weird Al's week. This yes, year, was. Sorry.
Yeah, this last, yeah, this this year. It was one of his biggest hits, actually. So I think it's doubly appropriate. It's kind of, it fits the fact that it was a hit for him, and it was a hit for, and he's a big part of our show, whether he wants it to be or not, so.
So there,
Weird Al.
Here.
So, we're honoring you in ways you don't even know, and you know, so
or want or
even
appreciate,
want or appreciate, right? It's like we're using you as a bits on our atheist podcast. What atheist? So, I think Al is a believer, to be honest, but that doesn't stop me from enjoying his music.
I think it's one of those marginal believers, but
I think I looked it up actually. As a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it, Weird Al religious beliefs. I came out Weird Al's religion.
That's a religion of Weird Al.
The Weird Al religion.
I might sign up for that.
Yeah, it says here, Weird Al's religion. What is Weird Al's religion? Has he converted or has he always been the same religion? Thanks. This is consulted Al's archive. So this question is, I found this question. What religion are you? What would you call yourself? Would you call yourself a Christian? Yes. So I think you can assume from his brevity that Al considers himself a Christian, but isn't particularly active in his religion. As to whether he's converted, I don't know, but I would hedge a guess to say that someone who simply responds to with yes to such a question probably didn't convert. A conversion would make an interesting story. So, are you a Christian? Yes. That's what he said. So, yes, he's a Christian. So, which is kind of
most people identify as that.
Yeah. I know I did. I didn't. I considered myself a cultural Christian at the time. I didn't really consider myself anything really, but I was just like, "Oh, I'm Christian. Yeah, whatever." You know. But that was then.
A lot of people consider themselves Christians because they're Americans too.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
you speaking of which, if you get a chance to check out Bionic Dance, she cakes on what's his name? Santa Claus again. Oh, the guy is such a lunatic. He's like, why is Santa so mad? He's saying such mean things. But
oh God.
I tweeted out, it's like Atheist Traitors is the title of the YouTube video. It's called Atheist Traitors. So he calls this guy, he looks like Santa. He does. But he's such a freak.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, there you go.
Yep. There you go.
All right, there we go. All right, anyway, thanks everybody for listening to the show, and go to facebook.com/PackardPokes and hit the like button. We won't get the 100 this year. I was kind of hoping to, but well, it happens.
There's always next year and the year.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be this year. I wanted it to be this year.
It'll explode, Lucy. It'll explode in the next year.
I hope so.
What you get for hiring an eternal optimist as a co-host.
I know.
But, okay.
Oh, Eric sent me a picture. Merrick sent me a picture.
I hope everybody out there has a safe and sane holiday so that you can pledge to Packer Pokes at.
Yes. I hope. Well, hopefully by the time they listen to this, it will be over with. So I hope everybody has a wonderful new year, and we'll see you on the other side, that you time travelers who are from the future and will be hearing us from the past.
We're sending you back to the future.
We're sending you back to the future. We're sending you back to the past. Because right now it's still 2014 when we're recording this, so December 31st.
Go back in the past and pledge like $2 a month to Packer Pokes at.
There you go. Yeah. Donate $2.
Go back to 1985. So
you have to pledge before I put up the pledge button. So and before I started the show, that way I come out ahead.
Exactly.
See, that's how it works.
That or buy that, you know, whatever Marty McFly bought, that betting book.
Right. Whatever book you get from the future, bring back and, you know.
And a hoverboard.
Right. And a hoverboard. Bring it back, a hoverboard. All righty. Let me find my click here. Where is it? I can't find anything.
Clickety, clickety.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Happy New Year.
And hope everybody had a Happy New Year.
Exactly.
There we go.